Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Phil Collins, ain't it?
You like this song?
Not really.
No? I mean, it's about tonight,
though. He had a nice little run. He had a nice little run.
He had a great run. I mean, I think it's more than a nice run.
Well, I didn't mean to be disrespectful.
You did. You disrespected him.
A nice little run.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. Well, tonight, regardless of the song, is a big night. In the not just for the Eagles, but in the hierarchy of the NFC. So, here's the question. How big of a game is this? And what's on the line tonight? So, when you think about yesterday, what happened, I'm not surprised by anything that happened yesterday. The Rams blew the doors off the 49ers. The Rams are really good. The Rams are, for my money right now, the most impressive team in the NFC.
Yeah.
The Seahawks took apart the Cardinals. Again, not surprising. The Seahawks have been legit the whole time. We're just catching on to it. And the Lions went to Washington yesterday and took apart the Commanders. So the top of the NFC won all their games yesterday. Now we get the Eagles and the Packers. Hugh, how big of a game is tonight in the story of the NFC this year?
I think it's big because everybody's watching to see how the Packers bounce back. I think that's why a lot of people have a lot of trepidation, is because the Packers were on the top of the NFC before they took that L. And now it's how are you going to respond to that? That's why Coach LaFleur is kind of, you know, he's trying to downplay the tush-push and everything. But they're going to come out ready to play tonight.
Well, I think the game's bigger for them than it is for the Eagles tonight.
Yeah, because if they drop two in a row.
If the Eagles win this game tonight, the Packers have fallen to third place in their own division.
Yeah.
Like they're teetering on, like, are they even any good if they lose this game tonight? Look, the next 6 days for the Eagles are going to be huge. And can they get both of these games, the Lions and the Packers? Are they going to split the games? The only thing the Eagles, to me, can't do over the next 6 days is lose both.
Yeah.
If they go 1-1 between now and next Sunday night,
still in a good spot.
I think they're still in a good spot to have a high seed in the NFC postseason. I mean, we know the division is over, right? That ended last week.
We have a home playoff game.
Now it's about how many home playoff games.
We want more. We want the number one seed.
Yeah, you want the number one seed.
I think what you just said, though, is kind of the reason why they have to win tonight. Like, they do have a chance to lose to the Lions.
Sure.
Like, a pretty good one. I feel way better about this game than I do the Lions. So, like, they have to get this. They have to get this win. Like, this is a must-win game tonight. If the Eagles want to be the number one.
Strong.
It's a must-win, Joe.
It's strong.
It's a must-win.
They can be the number one seed without this game.
Not just for the number one seed, but to the fact that they could possibly. If they lose tonight, then we could be staring at another two-game losing streak.
They could.
We don't want to have that.
No.
And by the way,
getting ready for the, looking ahead a little bit.
It's also a must-win for the people who have been looking for a reason to say that this team's going back to the Super Bowl. We're trying to go on the road again. We're trying to go back-to-back. I said, I think we're going to wake up tomorrow feeling like that was a statement. We just made a statement. The Philadelphia Eagles are back. Like, we are still that team. I need to feel that way.
Would tonight be the most impressive win of the year?
I think, without question.
Yeah, considering what and I know the Packers wide receiving core and Tucker Kraft, God rest his soul, he's struggling right now, right? And they're struggling.
Yep.
But I think tonight would be more impressive than the Chiefs' win in Week 2. Right? The Chiefs had no receivers.
I agree. Yeah. The, I mean, look, the Packers aren't playing great football right now. The Chiefs weren't at that time. But considering this is an NFC opponent, we're on the road. I think it would be the most impressive, maybe like debatably since the Bucs won, but nobody felt good about the Bucs win because of the way that.
And the Rams won in retrospect is impressive, but they were down a bunch, right? That was like a crazy comeback. But if they win this game from pillar to post tonight, I think it's the most impressive win of the year.
And I think it's one of those things where you just got to get the win by whatever means necessary. It's not a style points one.
Is it a must-win game, Hugh Douglas? Yeah. Is this must-win?
It kind of feels. I see where Kyle's coming from.
Must-win
because you got what is it? You got Detroit coming up. Then I think Chicago.
Detroit, Dallas, Chicago.
Dallas.
Yeah, but we're not scared of the Bears like you.
No, I'm not saying.
Your Bears or it's something else.
I think Hugh thinks Chicago is a wagon.
Every day he comes in. You see the Bears yesterday?
No.
Yeah, I saw them almost lose to the Giants, who suck too.
The point that I'm making is you have four NFC opponents.
Yeah, in a row.
In a row.
Yeah.
You're playing the numbers game.
We're gonna wipe the floor with the Bears on Black Friday.
Okay. I mean that would be wonderful.
We're gonna get a Joe Giulio guarantee.
Oh yeah. Oh, I mean the next two games are obviously hard. After that, Cowboys and Bears. I mean, come on, guys, just put the W's in the win column after this. So you guys both have it as a must win.
It is a must win. Yeah.
It's a must win for them more than it is for us.
But the Packers are desperate, right?
Yes.
They might be trying to win it for Tucker Kraft, who's in the upper room now.
Yeah.
They're a motivated team.
Do you think they're going to open the broadcast with that? The Packers who lost Tucker Kraft to the upper room with a knee injury.
Moment of silence in Lambeau Field.
I hope they address it.
But think about what kind of a statement that puts out there.
So I would view tonight more as a statement win than a must win.
Well, it's a must win because I need a statement win.
Okay. All right, but that's fair. For you, it's a must win. How many games, what record do you guys need both the next two games, or would you?
I need one.
Would you sign up for 1-1 right now over the next 6 days?
Without question.
I'll sign up for 1-1.
I would
be
too.
Nice to get both of them, but I would sign up for 1-1.
Yeah,
that's why I need this one.
Yeah,
I mean, I need to lock that first. I just need to lock that win in.
I think the Green Bay Packers are fugazi. I've always thought that. I think they are. But if you drop this one, then definitely next week's a must win.
I'm just saying, you look at the schedule. How many more times between now and the playoffs will the Eagles be an underdog? They're an underdog tonight. They're going to probably be favored. The early look ahead line has them favored by 1.5 over the Lions this coming Sunday. They're going to be favored over the Cowboys. Obviously, they're going to be favored over the Bears. I think there'll be a small favorite in L.A. against the Chargers. Small, maybe like 2-point, 3-point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be favored by 13 over the Raiders here, Hughes Raiders. They'll be favored over the Commanders.
Yep.
They'll probably be underdogs in Buffalo, maybe like a 1 or 2-point, 3-point.
Oh, man, Buffalo hasn't been playing.
I know, that's why I said probably. Yeah. I mean, there might not be, other than in Buffalo, this might be the last time the Eagles are underdogs the whole year.
Well, for what it's worth, if we lose, it's not worth much. But I could see the line flipping to the Lions next week if we lose tonight.
I could too. Yeah. It could go to like a pick 'em kind of game. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines. And then we got to talk about something else potentially on the line tonight, and that is legacy. You're going to want to hear what our guy Elliot Shore Parks put on the line tonight as he was walking through the ambiance around Lambeau yesterday in the cold weather.
Taking it all in.
William in Jenkintown is up on WIP. Hey, William.
Hey, Joseph. Hey, Lamont. I got something to get off my chest first, and then I'll get into my Eagles.
You got it.
We were talking about Harper last week, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Did we forget what he said after the playoffs when they said, is there anything you'd do better or take back? And he said, I wish he wouldn't have thrown it home. The guy can't even take responsibility for when he screws up.
Yeah, I didn't love that line. Yeah, William, Bryce, it's funny listening to everyone give their take on Bryce over the last 3 weeks to a month, because it does feel like the opinion and the feeling and the emotion that we have towards Bryce Harper has shifted a little bit. You know, and not everyone, but at least some people, William, are for the first time like kind of annoyed and frustrated now with the guy.
Yeah, I just thought about that just clicked with me this weekend, and I just got all mad at him all over again. But I'm nervous about tonight. It feels like a letdown, just a schedule loss, but I think maybe we get
schedule
it done. I think
crazy.
It's going to be 27-24. I just don't know who wins.
William, I feel like it's a field goal game, too. Now, I hope we're on the right side of it, and I trust Hurts late in the game more than I love. Like, I feel like Love might throw a bad pick late, and Hurts probably won't do that. He rarely does. But I'm with you in that it feels like a really close game. Like, if I had to guess the score right now, I'd say something like 24-21. It feels tight.
Yeah, I just hope we can get it done. Go Birds!
You got
Go
it,
Birds.
William. We appreciate the phone call. All right, let's grab Will in the Northeast, and then we got to let you hear something that Elias Shore Park said yesterday that I was like, what? What is he talking about? Will in the Northeast is up on WIP. Hey, Will!
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Well, what's up?
Listen, man, I'm not really laughing at the callers, but like, well, I just don't understand. Scared of what?
Scary.
Well, I mean, we are underdogs in the game tonight. We recognize
it. Listen, I know we've been underdogs. We're going to be the underdogs whether we win or we lose.
Well, that's not always
true. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing that we have to get in our minds and understand. No matter how good we are, we're still going to be the underdog. But guess what? The underdog always prevail, man. Mm. And this is what the Eagles is going to do. And like I've been saying, these next few games that we're playing against these quarterbacks, we just got to put them in a box. We're going to dish out the same type of ammo that they was giving us, trying to stop Saquon, forcing the quarterback to make the plays. That's all we got to do. Because these next quarterbacks that we're playing right now, mm-hmm. we got to do is make them force their hand. You know what I'm saying? Put them in the box, man. Don't let this guy get too much time in the pocket. Tonight, Jalen, like I said, all week, you're going to have your timing on. You're going to have to get that ball out a little faster. Run some audibles and some hurry-up offense, man. And wear this defense down. Get Michael Parkson out of the plate.
Yeah,
get him out the pitcher. And then guess what? We going now after that, man, it's easy selling. I just want to say, Saquon going to have a great game. We're going to ground pound these dudes. And come on, Cal, give me some music, man. Come on, man. Everybody's so worried about what? We're the best team in the league. Look what happened to Josh Kelly yesterday. They got beat by Miami. Come on. Ain't nobody talking about that. Let's talk about that, folks. But guess what? We're not Josh Kelly. We are Jalen Hurts. We are the Philadelphia Eagles. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to bring the heat. We had the time off. We had the time to plan. We got the game plan going right now, tonight. We're going to show everybody. We're going to show the world that ain't no team better than us. We've been the best. We're going to continue to be the best. You know why? Because we are the best. And nobody is going to be able to beat us tonight or from here on. Because the defense is going to show up. The offense is going to show up. And AJ, like I keep saying, baby, we're going to need you tonight, baby. We're going to need you. We don't need no nonsense. We just want offense. We want you to be the best. And the rest of the team going to be the best. I know I can't get as hype as I can because I'm home today. But guess what? I'm still going to bring it. Because guess what we do? This is Philadelphia, baby. No matter where we go, we're going to be the best. We're going to beat every team. Because like I said, we're checking the list off. And guess what? This game is circled. Jalen already said it. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to Green Bay. And guess what? We're going to make Philly cheesesteaks out of these dudes tonight. We're going to cook these dudes. And the game score is going to be 38-14. That's what I'm talking about. It's going to be a blowout, baby.
Let's go.
Because we make the statement from here on. And we're the best E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. We're the best, baby. Let's go.
Let's go, Will. Great phone call. I knew Will would bring it today.
Yeah. I was a little worried. It was a little subdued at first.
It was. He said he was home today with the kids or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would think, I like how people are louder at work than they are at home. I'm at home today. I got to be a little subdued at work. Whatever. Nobody cares.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, speaking of at work, Elliot Shore Park's, of course, on the road in Green Bay, Wisconsin with us. He'll be with us on the pregame show tonight. We're excited to talk to Elliot. But we had this from Elliot yesterday. Just, you know, as we talk about what's on the line tonight, Hugh Douglas, let's unpack this a little bit. Let's hear Elliot Shore Park. If you're watching on YouTube, you got a chance to see him as he takes in the ambiance around Lambeau Field, talking about legacy and what is on the line in this football game tonight.
What's going on, everybody, outside of Lambeau Field here in Green Bay? That's the Vince Lombardi statue right there. And outside of it just being like insanely cold and miserable out here in Green Bay, the one thing you feel when you're here in Green Bay outside of Lambeau Field is the history, right? Vince Lombardi, the Packers. And honestly, it has me thinking, can Nick Sirianni, like what greatness can Nick Sirianni climb to? What greatness can Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts get to? Because we talk a lot about this season, right, and how good they can be this season. But let's take a step back for a second. They have 2 Super Bowl appearances in 3 years. They have a Super Bowl title already. They're both very young. They're probably going to win at least one more. I would say if not 2 more. So we're talking about a duo here that could potentially one day go down as one of the best quarterback and head coach duos in NFL history. I know people are going to say that's being over the top. That's like being a prisoner of the moment. Is it? They win all the time. They win in the playoffs. They've won a Super Bowl. They're 6-2 now. They're probably going to be 7-2. After that, they'll probably be 8-2. And we're talking about a level of winning that just really hasn't happened much in NFL history. So I know when you're in it, it sounds crazy to say, and it's crazy to think, like, yes, maybe they could be that level of greatness.
Hugh, your reaction to Elliot there, and if you saw it, I mean, you really could take in the history of Lambeau as he walked around there, but it felt a little heavy-handed to me that we're already talking about Sirianni and Hurts as one of the great quarterback-coach combinations in the history of pro football.
I kind of pick up what he's putting down.
Oh, boy.
Like, I do.
Ever?
Now, ever strong, but well, I get where he's coming from. I get where he's coming from. And it sounds a little hyperbolic, but I remember when I was in Atlanta, and I was talking about Matt Ryan. And potentially him being a Hall of Famer. And people used to kill me for that. And I remember telling them, you're going to miss Matt when he's gone. And I'm pretty sure they're probably missing him now.
Sure.
So that was some of the prisoner of the moment stuff that people were dealing with. I see where Elliot's coming from because, man, it's hard to get to the Super Bowl. And when you talk about what Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni have been over the last couple of years, I think it's hard for us to see because we're so critical of every move that they've made.
I mean, they're excellent, but when you say one of the greatest ever, like, won one Super Bowl.
Well, okay, they've won one.
Right, so and, that's what we have so far.
Okay, but when you talk to people about this team, the talent that they've amassed, they should be in line to go to another one. Like, they should. Like, if we fast forward this, would it be crazy to say that we think the Eagles could go to the Super Bowl this year?
It's not crazy to say.
Yeah, so I think that's what Elliot is. Like, if anything, Elliot's gotten a little bit ahead of himself, but I see what he's trying to do. Elliot has vision. He's trying to get in front of this.
Hold on.
Because he sees the greatness that is the potential of Jalen and Coach Sirianni.
Well, it's great. And they are excellent duo so far in their career together. But top 10 ever is a bar that is super,
okay,
super high.
Okay, let's name the top 10. Well, you're Bill Belichick.
Belichick and Brady.
Belichick, Brady. What'd you say? Walsh and Montana.
Right.
Walsh and, not Marino, but Walsh and Young?
No, because Seifert took over at that point.
Okay.
So I'd go Brady, Belichick, Montana and Walsh. Nolan Bradshaw have to be on that list.
No, Reed Mahomes.
Reed and Mahomes.
Okay, Reed and Mahomes. Okay. We're just trying to get the top 10 names. Not no specific
Lombardi,
order.
Lombardi, Bart Starr have to be on
the
list.
Okay, we're going back in old school.
I mean, what do you mean, no?
Well, too old.
They started the Super Bowl era. They won the first two Super Bowls.
So what?
Okay. Like okay, give me. Okay, that's four.
No. Belichick and Brady, Walsh and Montana, Nolan Bradshaw, Shula and Marino.
Didn't win anything.
Oh, come on.
They didn't win anything.
But they did it for
They didn't win anything.
Johnson and Aikman have two.
Johnson and Aikman.
Okay.
But Lombardi, Starr, Reed and Mahomes. I mean, that's six
there. That's six. Okay, so give me the other four. That's where I feel like Elliott might be on
Landry
something.
And Staubach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, like Bradshaw and Aikman weren't very good. They just won.
Okay, give me so he's not far off. If anything,
I'm kind of
just
with you.
To be
they have
fair,
to win, they have to win a second.
No,
Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah, I agree. Okay, but he's not far off.
Right now,
if anything, right now they're 11.
Stop.
Hold on.
Are they better than Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson right now? They're the same thing. What they won?
Okay,
won,
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
One. But still, there's still three other slots that you haven't filled.
We haven't even finished yet. Shanahan and Elway won back-to-back Super Bowls together.
Okay, there's still two slots.
I just gave you two more that are
no, and I said you got two more slots. That's 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
I said at least right now, at least 11.
It's hard for me to say.
Breeze and Sean Payton?
One. They won one. But how many Super Bowls have they been to?
They got to one.
Okay, but they only won one.
But the Eagles only won one.
But listen, I think the criteria is multiple Super Bowl appearances. I think that's what Elliott's trying to say. I don't want to speak for Elliott, but multiple Super Bowl appearances, and we've all agreed that there's a potential.
It's been five years.
It's very strong.
It's the playoffs every year.
Yes.
Yeah.
They win a lot the regular season. They've now been in the Super Bowl twice. They've won one. I think it's – look, I'm with you. They're not there yet. Good. But it does say something that they're – look, I know it sounds crazy to say they're one Super Bowl away from probably being in that discussion. Because then they'll have two.
That's a big thing to just say like that.
It isn't
like,
when you're
you're on the finish line. Like this, it's November.
Sure, but they are also they're 6-2. Mm-hmm. Maybe this I guess the second seed in the NFC. But we just had the bye week, whatever. And they're coming off of being Super Bowl champions. Not crazy to say.
Couldn't I say the same exact thing about McVay and Stafford? They're on the same track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? But only got one.
Yeah.
How many multiples have they been to? McVay's been to multiples.
Right.
But I'm saying the duo.
But like if McVay and Stafford win it this year, they jump ahead of Sirianni Hurts.
Probably.
Well, they would have too.
Well, in the hyperbolic standings, yes.
What other standings are there?
The hyperbolic standings, yes. He definitely jumps in front
of them. I'm just not ready to go there with the two of them.
And that's fair. And that's why I say I feel like Elliott's onto something. He's getting ahead of it because he feels it. He's got that third eye working.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
I think it is. Very early to say that. And you know what has to happen to me? They get back to this year's Super Bowl. Then that's on the line, right? Like if they get to the Super Bowl this year, Hugh, that'd be three appearances as a duo in 4 years.
That's pretty impressive.
Like heading into the game of the Super Bowl, like when we're in Santa Clara and we're doing Radio Row shows, I could see us having that discussion.
Santa Clara, what are we going to wear?
What are we going to wear?
That feels like shorts.
What does that mean, what are we going to wear?
You know what I'm saying? The outfits. We've got to pick out some outfits.
It's February.
Well.
But it's going to be kind of warm, right?
I don't think
in Santa Clara?
It's Northern California.
It's California.
Here's the other thing you have to throw in there, though. Because the McVay and Stafford thing, right, they're one Super Bowl away. But Sirianni Hurts, if they win this year, they go back-to-back. Which is a rare feat.
Yes.
Very rare feat. The Eagles become an era-defining football team by winning another Super Bowl this year.
That
gives them, I think, a leg up on some of the other duos.
Well, that
are just one away.
That's why Johnson and Aikman and Elway and Shanahan are kind of in this conversation, right? Because they won back to back. Speaking of those guys, Cowboy Jim in Jersey up on WIP. It's been a long time since he saw that kind of football. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Yeah, very funny. It's not surprising that IQs have dropped at WIP. Hugh, Joe. If you were owners of an NFL team, although I'm pretty sure Hugh would still ask for a password for ABC and ESPN, I'm pretty sure he would still do that. Would you be trading what top five player with the Eagles would you trade to the NFC East? Who would you trade?
None. I don't understand the question.
You say, phrase it in a way I can understand.
What are you asking?
I'm saying, like, if you owned a team, would you, who on the Eagles, or you say you own the Eagles.
Sure,
who
I'm Jeff
Lurie. Would you trade, top five player, would you play to the NFC East?
First of all, I wouldn't trade him. I mean, that's just me.
And then Kyle's like, well, we got Saquon Barkley. You weren't 100% sure about Saquon Barkley.
Me?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Are you
about?
Trying to defend the poison pill? Is that what this is?
That's what I'm trying to defend.
But that's not the point is to defend it. I don't think it was stupid of them to put it in the deal. Actually, it's probably smart to not make sure he's in the division.
You also got the wrong guy, by the way. I've been trying to get a good running back here for a long time.
Yeah, he did. He wanted Bijan.
He
should have wanted Gibbs. He got the wrong back, though. The Bijan or bust was a cool thing.
Well, Bijan's good.
Bijan's good. Yeah,
He was an okay running back. He was hurt all the time. He wasn't a superstar or anything like that.
He was the second overall pick.
You were like, well, we got Saquon Barkley.
We do, by the way.
Right, but at the time, you were like, he was no big deal.
Well, he didn't say that. That was me.
That was me. Yeah.
Trading Michael Parsons to an NFC East team was a smart thing, not having him go to anywhere else.
Yeah, sure, Jim, it wasn't dumb, but it shows how scared they are of the Eagles.
They're not scared.
Sure they are. If they weren't scared, they would have traded him to the Eagles.
We're what we call rent-free.
Took all their picks.
Rent-free is definitely.
I mean, the Cowboys suck, Jim. I mean, we know this.
And this show, and your show started off as the smugness show, like, oh, we're going to win this, we're going to tush push,
well,
we're going to do all this.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
And then it's become, oh, it's a must-win game. So which is it?
I'm nervous, Jim. I've been trying to tell you all day. Hugh's confident over here and won't say it with his chest.
But you started off with, we're going to run the tush push 10 times in a row.
That's right.
We're going to get Tanner McKee out there. And Hugh Douglas, if you played for the Green Bay Packers right now on defense, okay, of course it would be defense. But how would you – wouldn't you be, like, even more motivated?
Definitely.
Like, those jerks over in Philadelphia think they're going to run down our
throat.
How do you think – would you feel?
I would be upset. I would – especially losing to the Carolina Panthers the way that I lost. Yeah, I'd be upset. I'd be ready to rock and roll.
Thank you for your honesty, unlike the morons that you have to work with there. Goodbye.
Morons. That's enough, Jim.
That's a lot. That's strong.
Where do we put Tomlin and Big Ben in the conversation?
Only went to one.
Mm-hmm. They won.
Yeah, but
no, they went to two.
They went to two and they lost one, right? Because they lost to Arizona, wasn't it?
They
Arizona
beat Arizona and lost to the Packers.
Okay, I got them confused.
So now,
yeah, because that was Aaron Rodgers' first.
Yeah, so that would put them tied with Sirianni, Hurts, but they had more longevity.
Well, I will tell you this, and
well,
Coach Tomlin,
how are they not tied?
No, well, I didn't say they weren't. Because I was trying to. Coach Tomlin has not had a losing season yet. As the coach of the Steelers.
And neither has Sirianni here.
Yes. So I would say in comparison, like I said, 11. When we talked about this.
But I gave you a lot and you keep them at 11.
No, but I'm saying that's still 10, Joe, because if we wrote the list down.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin would probably respectfully be 10.
Tomlin and Roethlisberger are above Hurts and Sirianni right now.
Yes, and that's why I said 11. Because we didn't get the numbers, but it felt like it was 10. Like you picked 10. You pulled 10, and that's why I said, if anything, they're at 11.
I don't think they're quite that high.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think 4.5 years of play is
enough. No, and that's why I said, because I get that. You know, you talk about the longevity. It's not been that long, and Coach Tomlin has done it longer, I should say. But you ask Pittsburgh fans, they're ready for him to go. They're ready to get him up out of there.
But that's because of what's happened post-Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes.
The Roethlisberger-Tomlin conversation.
And that should show you that it's hard to find a quarterback. It's hard to find
a quarterback. Who said it's not?
I mean, most people think you can just pick them out of trees.
Well, that's not
true. Hard to find.
You can't do that. You can't shake a tree and find a quarterback. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone and your reaction to what Elliot said is... Or is Sirianni Hurts combination on the cusp of being one of the greatest coach quarterback combinations ever? I'm not ready to go there. Hugh and Kyle are. Your phone calls. Are you confident in a win tonight? And we'll take a look at the referee assignment. Does it favor the Eagles? Are we saved or are we screwed?
That's crazy referee assignment.
That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Midday show.
I was wondering if you guys were ever going to bring us back.
No, we were having a heated conversation.
Yeah, we were really? Off-air conversation. Well,
not heated, like we were arguing anything. Uh-oh. It was just, we were talking about some other stuff.
Huh. I heard the music. I was like, that's a weird commercial. And then I'm like, you know, it's not a commercial. We're supposed to be back.
It hit me. I gotta
tell
you
was in
there.
Here talking.
Yeah, yeah. I got to tell you out there. Can't tell you. Like, every day we can't share. You can just...
Nobody's listening.
Yeah, it's just
yeah,
for us.
It's like only everybody.
All right. We apologize for not coming back to the
like,
air.
This is a nice song. Why is it playing so long?
I was like, what is he doing?
You ever have that thing in the back of your head like, this isn't right. Something's wrong.
No, but the song was nice, though.
I'm looking at you guys like, hello.
You know what? We're just letting it play. All right. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. All right. Back to the phone lines in just a second here. A lot of spirited discussions going on, including are Hurts and Sirianni already bumping up against the greatest coach quarterback tandems of all time? I'm not ready to go there. Hugh Douglas signing off on the Elliott stuff we heard yesterday. All right, back to your calls at Confident Nervous, where you come down, and should we do it, the tush push extra tonight? Kyle and I say yes on this, but Hugh, you know, for these big games, we like to dive into the numbers on the referee assignments, right? Are we screwed or are we saved for this game here, Hugh Douglas? And okay. I've dove in to this Clay Martin crew here with the NFL and the game tonight. Hugh, I have great news for you.
What's that?
We are saved tonight. Yes.
That's crazy.
Things are going to go our way. So let me give you some numbers on this referee crew. Home teams with Clay Martin's crew in his career are 43% against the spread. So the road team tends to do way better with the spread with the road team in his career. Also, how about this? No crew has emphasized false starts and holding more than Clay Martin. And guess which team has a pretty high proportion of their penalties on those kind of calls? That would be the Packers. The Packers get a good amount of holds, and holding is what this team calls more than most.
Well, you said false starts too, though?
False starts and holding.
I don't like that. Mm. The tush push thing. Yeah, what if they're telling them, this is a prime time game?
Well, I got this for you. This crew places an extra emphasis on pre-snap infractions. Mm. Number one for illegal formation and number one for offensive offsides. Mm. Okay, but they could miss it. Let's not forget that, right?
I still think we are
saved here. Also, let's hit this one. Packers defense top three penalized unit on third down, and this crew a lot of defensive holdings, third down defensive holdings, free first down. I've dove into the numbers. This feels like we are saved here by the referee crew. I do not expect tomorrow to be a day that we come in here and say, "Oh, the referee screwed us." This feels like a good crew for the way we like to play.
You should
football.
Never come in here and say the referee screwed.
Well, we don't, but you know how some people are. Some people like to blame the refs when things go bad. You guys know that. No, we tend not to, unless it's really, really bad. Let's go to Mickey, who's up on WIP. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Mickey. What's up?
I was just getting a couple questions. How do you guys feel about Jalen Phillips tonight?
I'm excited to watch him, Mickey. He had started to trend up, you know, his last few games there in Miami, and I thought he was awesome with Vic Fangio, you know, a few years ago. So I'm excited to see what he's got. And look, he's playing for a contract, Mickey. I mean, this is his stretch run to get paid. So I think we're going to get a very motivated player here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking the same thing. I'm just worried. Do you think their snap count's going to be down for him? You know, they're only going to give him like 15 snaps, or are they just going to let him go?
I don't see him being on a snap count restriction. I don't. I mean, because they brought him in to rush the passer. So, I mean, he's a starter. I don't see them, like, having him restricted on his snap count. That makes no sense to me.
So, typically, Mickey, if he hadn't played for Vic before or in this defense, then I could see maybe a limited amount of snaps because he's trying to figure things out. But he's played for Vic.
Played this season.
Yeah.
He was playing this season.
Yeah, and I mean, and also he's played for Vic in the past, so he understands the assignments. I would think he's got whatever they are asking him, I think he could handle the full amount of snaps tonight.
The workload.
Yeah.
Are you guys feeling nervous about tonight? I got a little nervous.
I don't like catching them off the L, Mickey. We beat them twice last year, and my whole thing is I only have one game where I've seen the Eagles look great this entire season. It was the one before the bye. So I need to see the Eagles play another great game, and then I'll start to feel like we're really on a roll now.
I'm in Virginia. I'm a diehard Birds fan. I'm raised in a Commanders household. Mm. So, like, I'm like a lone wolf, but super serious. Love the game. You guys are doing a great job. Just wanted to get your feel on the game. I think it's going to be 24-20. And I do expect us to win against Detroit as well.
Love it, Mickey. Well, that'd be a hell of a week if they go 2-0 in these two games. We appreciate the phone call, Mickey. 24-20. I feel like a lot of people are in this 24-20, 24-21 range. I don't think it's going to be fireworks tonight. I don't expect anyone to get to the 30s.
Like it might be a dog fight.
Yeah,
especially if we're running the tush push over.
Well, that usually that will slow things down, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a physical. I feel like it's going to be a physical confrontation.
Can I get you to 6.5 tush pushes tonight?
Here? Mm-mm. 4. I see 4.
4 is not disrespectful.
Yeah, it's 4 is very disrespectful.
No, it's not.
At strategic times during a game.
That 4? 4 is just another game.
4 could be very disrespectful.
They could have 4 by the end of the first quarter if we have our way.
I think it's going to be disrespectful, but it's not.
How is 4 disrespectful?
I think it is. No. It is because they're going to be strategic 4 disrespectful.
It could be depending on the timing. Like just 1 on 1st and 10 is disrespectful.
You know why? Because you're telling them I don't care that it'll be 2nd and 9. I know I'm going to get the first down.
And you know it's already demoralizing because you know when you know it's coming, you can't stop it. Like that's the most demoralizing thing. It's like lining up in a formation, and there's nothing you could do about it. And say for instance, if you have a 8-play drive going, on that 8th play you're tied, and then you get them in a position where they're like 3rd and 5 or whatever, and they say, "Hey, we tush push," and they put tush push it twice.
Let's go.
And now you got a fresh set of downs. That's a long day.
I just need the camera on Parsons and LaFleur. And then I know Mark Murphy doesn't work for them anymore, but whoever's in charge of the team, just like Gunakis is the GM, whatever his name is.
Gouda.
All of them. Throw the camera on all those guys as they're squirming as the Eagles are tush pushing down the field. Let's talk to Corey in Phoenixville. Hey, Corey.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Corey?
So I got a question for you, Hugh. If you're going to go off of Super Bowl appearances, where would you place Jim Kelly and Mark Levy?
It's a good one.
Marv Levy?
Yeah.
No, they didn't win any.
I mean, they got 4 in a row.
I know.
Yeah, but that's phenomenal. And we're talking about teams that have won because that's the reason why. That's the reason why. Who do we take out because they didn't win, only won one? Yeah. Like, we're talking about 1-1 appearances.
Dude, going to 4 in a row.
No, it's pretty impressive.
Levy and
that
Kelly,
is pretty
it's
impressive.
Really
I think
impressive.
Levy and Kelly are ahead of Hurts and Sirianni.
I would agree.
I would say respectfully.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
They got 4 trips.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to argue. I'm just trying to figure out what your method of hierarchy is.
We're still trying to figure out the method of hierarchy.
It's an eye test thing.
Like, we're sitting here. We
workshopped
this Levy whole.
Pass the eye test.
That's what I'm saying. We workshopped this whole thing while we were on the air. So there's no hierarchy. We're trying to figure it out. So, no, I get you. Yeah, that's a good one.
I guess, really, Corey, the debate is I don't think any of us thinks Hurts and Sirianni are yet a top 10 coach quarterback combination ever. I guess the question is, like, are they close or is it not really there yet?
Are they trending in that direction?
I think they're on their way. Yeah. I mean, they got a couple of seasons together, whereas most of those other quarterbacks on the list and coach combinations have like a decade.
Well, I mean,
you know, to, or just short of it.
Right. That to me is the. That's the sticking point, that it's just not enough time yet. Now, if they go win their second Super Bowl and get to 3 in 5 years, that would supersede, you know, 10 years of Tomlin and Roethlisberger and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So I came up with a scenario that I think would be more disrespectful than just running a tush push right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So what if, you know, third quarter, right? We're sitting there, 3rd and 1. Ready to run the tush push. Everybody knows. All of America knows. We're about to run the tush push. I think Joe Buck's calling the game tonight. He knows. Merrill Reese knows. You and I both know. Tush push is coming. Instead, just like they ran in the Bucks game, they fake it and run it right past Parsons. Get to the end zone. Get the touchdown and then celebrate with a tush push.
Oh, like a 2-point conversion tush push to
no, 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 no. Just like as a
touchdown. Oh, I got like a choreographed celebration.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
No, why? That's not a lot.
I mean, maybe it is, and I feel like the stars definitely got a line for it.
No, I like it.
But, I mean, I think Sirianni and the whole team is just way too laser-focused to come out there and just run 6 in a row.
I mean, you're probably right. And look, they're only going to get 1 or 2 yards on them, so they're not going to run 6 in a row to start the game.
Well,
but
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
no,
run 6 in a game.
Yeah, I like I like this idea. Fake it, touchdown, and then the celebration with the tush push.
Yeah. Even just like running a fake, even if you don't get the TD,
I'm in.
Like, you know, you get the fake, get the first down. It's like, you know, it doesn't matter. It's showing them it doesn't matter if we have the tush push or not. You can't stop this offense.
I do like that. I mean,
like
again,
the Parsons or not, you ain't getting it.
Well, my favorite part of your scenario is running the fake right around Parsons as he's confused, as he's upset, he's throwing his arms up in the air. We got him. Corey, it's a good phone call and a good idea. Hugh, what do you think about the tush push celebration choreographed in the end zone?
That's a lot.
What do you mean?
It's just a lot, you know, because you're talking about.
They've had 2 weeks to get ready.
Yeah, that's the point is to be a lot.
Yeah, the point.
This is. What happened to you?
What do you mean?
It's a lot.
You used to be petty and fun.
They've had 15 days to prepare this stuff.
I guess because I've never been a part of anything that's been choreographed. It's always been like off the cuff.
Look, you play defense.
Yeah. And that's
and you scored one touchdown.
One whole one.
And you're out of breath
afterwards. I was out of breath when I did it. But it just seems like for you to say, okay, if we get this play, we're going to choreograph the tush push in end zone.
Yeah.
Ready, hut, and air. So that means everybody has to run down there and do that.
Teams coordinate celebrations all the time.
The 2017 Eagles did it like the whole year.
Okay. I mean, I get it.
The whole defense did the entire ass electric slide on the field.
That's something totally different.
It's not.
Okay.
It's a choreographed celebration.
This is Pop Douglas.
I'm tired.
It's 10:30. I don't want a choreographed celebration.
This is no fun league, Douglas.
It really is. You're afraid of a flag?
You're way too buttoned up today.
No.
Way too buttoned up.
What happened to you?
It's just that it. Okay, here's the reality of the electric slide. I could go in the hallway right now, and I could ask Ike. I could say, Ike, let's do the electric slide. Ike knows how to do it. That's kind of like ingrained in most people, so that's not that hard to do.
But
you're talking
about these guys do it now. They plan this stuff.
94 WIP breaking news.
Some NFC East news.
Okay.
Brian Daboll.
Fired.
Out.
Wow, that's.
Oh, wait, we got to make a phone call, Joe. We're going to try to get that job. Come on.
You want the job?
Yeah, I'll take it.
I don't think you want that.
I do.
I don't think anyone can win up there.
We're going to get fired anyway.
Hugh, I don't think anyone can win up there, man.
Why are we getting fired?
Because we're going to be even worse than what they got.
Well, Hugh's been angling for an NFL job just to get fired.
I've been trying to get an NFL job. So
Daboll out. Out. My God, that team's bad.
I wonder if the burner has anything to say about this.
Oh, we got to check on the burner.
Yeah, we got to check on the burner.
Well, remember the Joe Shane's burner we talked about on Friday? So they lost yesterday. They were up, 10 in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
They've lost 4 games this year. Where in the fourth quarter, they had a 90% chance
to win.
They've
had some historic losses.
Yeah. Well, and then he's also getting the young quarterback destroyed. I mean, he's a concussion protocol.
Yeah. He's poor little young quarterback. You never get a chance to see if they're going to play.
It's a joke. Russell Wilson got in the game yesterday. And see, Hugh, that's why I can't take the Bears seriously. That win they got yesterday was over a coach that was so fired.
No. I was just thinking when Russell Wilson sit on side. Russ, get ready for the game. He probably was like, what?
Not going to play?
What?
You benched me weeks ago. Let's talk to Eric up on WIP. What's up, Eric?
Fellas, just leaving Oshkosh, Wisconsin on the way to Lambeau. Hugh, I agree with you. Tush push it down the throat. If I was a betting guy, I'd say probably over 5.5.
Well, that wasn't what he was saying.
Yeah, he was Eric, you're with me. Tush, push, over.
Maybe he's gonna, he might change his mind now that he knows
Forget Eric. I mean, excuse me. Forget Hugh. Go ahead, Eric.
It's going to be a very pro-Eagles crowd tonight. I was at Lambeau yesterday in the casino last night. All you heard was Eagles chants all over
the building.
Did
you win any money, though?
I did, baby. Double deck blackjack. Let's go.
We go, Eric. Eric, I need you to be loud tonight. I need you to be like, can you give us an Eagles chant, Eric?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Now we're talking, Eric. On his way to Lambeau.
Money.
See, he's with me.
And he's going to Lambeau.
Not with you. More tush pushes tonight.
No, because everybody's, listen, Eagles fans travel well, man. And the fact that they got off the plane in Chicago, because that's like, what, 2 hours from Green Bay?
Well, it's probably as close as any airport in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Because I don't what would the airport in Wisconsin be? Milwaukee?
You know what? I'm trying to remember. Didn't we fly in? We flew into Wisconsin.
Milwaukee?
I think we did. I can't remember. But I remember Wisconsin stinking. It used to stink. It stinks.
Like garbage?
Well, it's the paper mill.
The entire state?
Well, it's the paper mill.
It's a big state.
Well, it stinks. It's the paper mill, though. It's not like it's
paper
where Green Bay around that
paper
area.
Mill towns.
Really?
I didn't know that. It's a burning smell, but not like
the chemicals they use to cure. I guess to cure the paper.
It's not like a fire, because a fire, like if someone has a fire in their backyard or whatever, that has like a distinct smell. This is like the chemicals.
But
burning.
Isn't this kind of the equivalent of Hugh driving through Kennett Square, being like, "Wow, the whole state of Pennsylvania stinks like poop."
Well, I mean, last week Midwest was here, so I mean,
you know who's from Wisconsin?
Who's that?
D-Gun.
Is he? Oh yeah, that's right.
He's from Wisconsin.
Yeah, he might know if the whole city stinks.
It stinks.
Yeah, I think you did overgeneralize the state of Wisconsin.
What don't I overgeneralize? Why are you surprised about that?
I'm not. I'm just
you're just surprised.
You're just giving the Packers bulletin board material tonight. Israel in Wisconsin and Elkins Park. What's up, Israel?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up?
Listen, first of all, I'm gonna put everybody's nerves to rest.
Okay, help me.
We're going to win by 15 or 20 points tonight.
I like
it. This is going to be a backyard beat down, and I just want to let everybody know that the Eagles are good. So you don't have to worry. It's going to be a laugh.
I think we knew the Eagles are good, Israel. The question is, are they great? Are they an elite team again? They're good.
We're great. You brought up the conversation where you got Jalen Hurts and Sirianni.
Yeah.
There's a real chance. This is a real chance.
Mm-hmm.
We've already been to 2 Super Bowls. That we're going to 2 more Super Bowls. One this year, and maybe one within the next 3 years.
There is a real chance. I agree with you. There's a real chance that happens. Yeah, that's how good the organization is now. Yep.
And when that happens, well, it's not just organization.
Well,
because I watched Josh Allen yesterday poop the bed, and I don't know why he gets so much love in this city, but
he's a.
He led the league in turnovers a couple of years ago.
Right, but he hasn't since then.
He's about 7-8 of them this year.
Right, but Israel,
Jalen Hurts doesn't do that.
So okay, you can feel whatever you want about Hurts and Allen, but like Allen won the league MVP last year. That's why people talk about it.
Should have went to Saquon Barkley.
But it did.
Anybody can win anything.
Hold on. You look through the history of the NFL MVPs. They don't just give them out to anybody.
They're the best players.
They should have went to Lamar Jackson. It should have went to Saquon Barkley.
Right, but the point is, the best players in the history of the sport win the MVPs. That's how this works.
But they're also up for debate.
Of course they are.
Not who wins it, though.
2,400 rushing yards, counting playoffs and regular season. I mean,
well, they don't, but postseason doesn't count for regular season awards.
That is correct. Yeah. But I wanted to point out that Jalen Hurts' mentality, Jalen Hurts winning, Jalen Hurts not turning the ball over. Outside of Patrick Mahomes, in the last 3 years,
you heard him.
I haven't seen anybody have that kind of success, and
Allen, Lamar.
Talk about it, Israel. Nope. Talk about it.
Outside of winning, we're just talking about winning production.
Tell him.
Right, but winning is a team. Winning is a team stat.
Tell him, Israel. Get on.
And when we beat Kansas City, we embarrassed them.
Yes.
And it wasn't even close.
It wasn't even close.
Jalen Hurts was the quarterback.
Sure. And what? Why did they embarrass the Chiefs? Because of Hurts or because of their defense?
Because of Hurts.
Yep, and that's right.
Israel.
Tell them Israel.
We're telling tales now. Mm-hmm. These are tall tales.
We tell tales every day.
Mm-hmm. The quarterback gets the glory.
All day.
But if we all watch the game, we can assess the game. We don't just have to say that. Like,
when I watch the game, when it's time to win and to beat Kansas City, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen don't do it when it counts.
Sure.
They don't.
And their defenses also don't play the way the Eagles do.
I know, but we need the quarterback to beat the other team's defense. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson don't do it.
So you watched Josh Allen lose yesterday and decided now Hurts is better?
He turned the ball over three times.
He didn't turn the ball.
Jalen has one turnover.
I'm well aware. Okay. Israel, 2 weeks ago. Time out. 2 weeks ago, I sat here and said, I think he's a good MVP bet. I like the way Jalen Hurts is playing. I'm with you. He's trending towards one of his better seasons. I like this.
20 touchdowns and one turnover.
Outstanding. I'm with you.
That's the
best. He ain't in a conversation.
Right. I mean, I don't know what that has to do with the last 3 years where Lamar has been better and Allen's been better.
He's been being the best.
Well, I don't agree.
Well, when Josh Allen plays Kansas City, he loses in the playoffs, right?
Right, but he typically plays.
The Bills lose to the Chiefs.
Yeah, he typically plays well.
When he plays them in the playoffs, he loses.
Sure. So now it's just
every
about.
Time it counts, he loses.
Right. So it's just about the quarterback, right? Yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying the quarterback.
Do you think Jalen played well in the Super Bowl 3 years ago when they lost?
Absolutely.
Well, he lost. Israel, he lost. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he got him there.
You heard him.
And there's a chance.
You can get him there again.
I actually appreciate the spin.
Yep. Doesn't apply that here.
It's good. Three or four Super Bowls.
What's that?
He could end his career with three or four wins in the Super Bowl.
Sure, he could. Four, yeah. He could. We got to see it finish. I mean, Russell Wilson could have too, and then he fell off a cliff.
Yeah, in reality, Josh Allen could too.
Yeah. So could Lamar.
We don't want to put Russell Wilson in Jalen Hurts. He's been sucking for the last 6 years.
At this point in their career, he is what Russell Wilson was when he was young. You disagree?
Jalen Hurts is a winner. No,
Russell Wilson wasn't a winner.
When he was younger. Yeah.
You think
not at the pace that Jalen Hurts is winning right now?
Obviously you forget. It's okay. Pro Football Reference. You forget. You can go look it up.
No, we're 23-2 in the last 2 years, bro.
You forget also how good the Seahawks were. You forget.
Can we acknowledge?
We have two losses this year.
Can we agree to that? When it counts most.
So the playoff game against the Bucks 2 years ago didn't count?
When it counts, When it counts most.
When it counts most.
So only
when it's convenient.
I like it. MVP.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're killing it.
The Super Bowl 3 years ago didn't count. The Bucks playoff games didn't count.
He's
but this year's
reigning, defending Super Bowl champion.
You heard him.
I love this call. Israel, good phone call. How much are we winning by tonight?
Hello?
He said, how much are we winning by tonight?
How much are we winning by tonight?
15-20.
Oh, I like it. Israel, good phone call.
15-20.
Yeah, 15-20 points.
Between 15
and 20 points. Come on, lock in. 215-592-9494.
Wait a minute.
All right, we'll continue your phone calls in the final hour. Are you more confident or more nervous to be closer to the game tonight? When we come back, we'll get everyone caught up on what happened over the weekend. We got a lot to get to, including what is Tony Romo saying on national television? This is a family program. We got to see if we can even play this. Your phone calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP, the FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel's giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right, you can get into the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any stat. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.